From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. Z'sDivine.com.
It's 66 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 68 in Manhattan. It's 3:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines then. An appreciation of the life and career of actor Robert Duvall, who's passed away. What a legacy in cinema, both as an actor, as a director, as a producer. Just a huge impact on the film industry in the United States. So anyway, we're going to look back at some of his films. Glenn Weldon has that for us. Also, we will meet the oldest U.S. Winter Olympian, all in the next 30 minutes on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
Mark your calendars. It's getting closer. The 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, and KPR's throwing a party. A whole weekend of music that's been shaken, not stirred. You are invited to shake along with us. The entire schedule of events and information about tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us February 27th to 28th right here in Lawrence, Kansas. Meet some of your favorite on-air personalities. It's going to be all hands on deck, so we will all be around. Come and see us. We'd love to see you.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
It's 66 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:20.
Hardly believe it had happened to her. Her husband had drugged and raped her for a decade and solicited dozens of other men to do the same.
Je n'arrive pas à comprendre.
I just couldn't fathom that Mr. Pellicot could have done those things to me.
Hear how Giselle Pellicot got justice. She shares her story in a new memoir on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition with Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away old appliances. Information on available services and products is online at stonebackappliance.com.
News headlines are up next. It is 68 degrees in Topeka, 67 in Atchison. It's 3:30.
PR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The National Weather Service is warning that the risk for wildfires this week will be high. The Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for tomorrow. It covers most of eastern Kansas. A red flag warning has been issued for western Kansas tomorrow as well. The Weather Service says low humidity and strong winds are increasing the fire danger in the state. Any fires that develop are expected to catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. Kansas State University officials say men's basketball coach Jerome Tang has been dismissed for cause. That means the university believes he violated the terms of his contract and will not pay the $18 million buyout to end it. K-State fired Tang just days after he publicly criticized the team and said the student-athletes did not deserve to wear the Wildcats uniform. Athletic Director Gene Taylor said during a news conference that Tang violated his contract by embarrassing the university.
His comments about the student-athletes and the negative reaction to those comments from a lot of sources, both nationally and locally.
Tang says he disagrees with the characterization of his dismissal, and he's planning to sue for the payout. The Wildcats currently sit tied for last place in the Big 12 basketball standings. The team has won only one of its 12 conference games. More than 650,000 people are expected to visit the Kansas City region during the World Cup, making it the perfect place for diseases to spread. Health officials are working to prepare. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has launched a website with tools and resources for healthcare workers. State epidemiologist Farah Ahmed says things like respiratory illness can spread quickly in large gatherings, but that's not all.
You also have a risk for other diseases people might not think about immediately. So, for example, an increase in sexually transmitted infections.
Ahmed says they'll also be watching for an increase in foodborne illness. She says they're trying to train physicians to recognize diseases they may be unfamiliar with. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy this evening, lows around 50 degrees tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, highs in the lower 70s, wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. It's 3:35.
Events are already sold out, so get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too, thanks to the generous contributions of listeners like you for more than 70 years.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Geller, February 26th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, Donald Trump recently posted an image of former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama depicting them as apes.
If this were just one racist image or one bad post, it wouldn't matter much.
But critics say it's an ongoing pattern of extremist rhetoric and imagery coming from the Trump administration. Odette Youssef takes a closer look coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing four of the Coen Brothers films in January and February, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Fargo, True Grit, and The Big Lebowski. Showtimes and tickets can be found at libertyhall.net.
66 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.
2026 is already off to an eventful start, and while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence. News is coming up in 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
It's all... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, Cairo is getting ready for Ramadan. We will talk about presidential ephemera in honor of President's Day and visit with some of the folks who collect presidential memorabilia. And also, we are going to go inside the shadowy world of lenders who are helping pay for tariff costs at a really significantly high price. Pitches flood small businesses, promises of no hidden fees. These financial lifelines are barely regulated. They can turn into real problems. Alina Selyuk has the story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
KPR is throwing a big party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence. There'll be live music by Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail, and Nutty visits us from Los Angeles. All the information you need at kansaspublicradio.org.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR.
In a new memoir, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, and it is on KPR that you will hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. every weekday. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Years ago at the Beijing Games, China has faltered at Milan Cortina, winning only a handful of medals. Brian Mann, NPR News, Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy.
Wall Street is closed today in observance of President's Day. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The National Weather Service is warning that the risk for wildfires this week will be high. The Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for tomorrow. This covers most of eastern Kansas. A red flag warning has been issued for western Kansas tomorrow. The Weather Service says low humidity and strong winds are increasing the fire danger in the state. Any fires that develop are expected to catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. Kansas State University officials say men's basketball coach Jerome Tang has been dismissed for cause. That means the university believes he violated the terms of his contract and will not pay the $18 million buyout to end it. K-State fired Tang just days after he publicly criticized the team and said the student athletes did not deserve to wear the Wildcats uniform. Athletic Director Gene Taylor said during a news conference that Tang violated his contract by embarrassing the university.
His comments about the student athletes and the negative reaction to those comments from a lot of sources, both nationally and locally.
Tang has said he disagrees with the characterization of his dismissal, and he's planning to sue to get the payout. The Wildcats currently sit tied for last place in the Big 12 standings. The team has won only one of its 12 conference games. Six U.S. House Republicans voted with Democrats last week to peel back President Donald Trump's tariffs on Canada, which is one of the largest agricultural trade partners with the U.S. Bart Ruth is a corn and soybean farmer in eastern Nebraska and past president of the American Soybean Association. Earlier this month, he was part of a bipartisan coalition of former ag leaders and USDA officials that sent a letter to Congress calling for specific actions to help the U.S. avoid a farm crisis. It included repealing tariffs that disrupt export markets.
Trade is not something that happens overnight. You have to spend years building relationships and making contacts and developing a trust with trading partners.
Ruth sees the U.S. House vote as mostly symbolic, since the president is expected to veto the resolution if it passes the Senate, but he said it could help lead to a large enough majority in Congress later this year to override a veto. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
Our news.
For the new year, Morning Edition has new questions.
Are you dressed well for this interview?
This is radio, Steve. I don't have to answer.
Oh, okay, it's fine.
New interviews.
Tony Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sis. It's so good.
And must-hear stories.
Apparently the farm had heard that cows like jazz music.
Join us for something new every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow for all the new news and, of course, other interesting things. 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, Becky Sullivan will tell us all about the U.S. women's hockey team, how they got to the place where they're going to play for a gold medal in the Olympics. We will also learn more about the man who made misleading videos about immigrant fraud. And people are saying that helped push Minnesota into the forefront of plans for a surge of ICE agents. The whole story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's All Things Considered.
Pathways for Advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. This is NPR.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
66 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia, 67 in Chanute. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then a look back at the career of actor, producer, writer, director Robert Duvall. He's 95 years old. We will look back, see what some of the high points were. For me, it's Tender Mercies. That's just me. We'll find out what Glenn Weldon thinks coming up here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
A fire weather watch goes into effect at noon tomorrow. It runs through 7 o'clock tomorrow night. This is for most of the KPR listening area. It doesn't extend all the way to the Kansas City metro, but pretty much everyone else, just use caution. Low relative humidity, strong wind gusts, dry, dormant fuel. Any fires that develop will catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is strongly not recommended. Check county by county. I know Geary County is going to have a burning ban in place. Check it out when you have time. Just go to your local emergency management website or, you know, give them a call.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com.
The time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas State University officials say men's basketball coach Jerome Tang has been dismissed for cause. That means the university believes he violated the terms of his contract, and they will not pay him the $18 million buyout in his contract to end it. K-State fired Tang just days after he publicly criticized the team and said the student-athletes did not deserve to wear the Wildcats uniform. Athletic Director Gene Taylor said during a news conference that Tang violated his contract by embarrassing the university.
His comments about the student-athletes and the negative reaction to those comments from a lot of sources, both nationally and locally.
Tang has said he disagrees with the characterization of his dismissal, and he is planning to sue to get that payout. The Wildcats currently sit tied for last place in the men's Big 12 basketball standings. The team has only won one of its 12 conference games. More than 650,000 people are expected to visit the Kansas City region during the World Cup. That makes it the perfect place for diseases to spread. Health officials are working to prepare. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has now launched a website with tools and resources specifically for healthcare workers. State epidemiologist Farah Ahmed says things like respiratory illness can spread quickly in large gatherings. But that's not all.
You also have a risk for other diseases people might not think about immediately. So, for example, an increase in sexually transmitted infections.
Ahmed says they'll also be watching for an increase in foodborne illness. She says they're training physicians to recognize diseases they may be unfamiliar with. A fire weather watch goes into effect tomorrow at noon for much of the KPR listening area. It runs through 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Anderson, Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Coffee, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wavansi, and Woodson counties. Low relative humidity, strong wind gusts, dry, dormant fuel. Any fires that develop in those regions will catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is most decidedly not recommended. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:35.
The band known as Nutty. Some events have already sold out, so better get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 6:01. Then we will visit the West Bank with Emily Fang. Talk about the restoration of a store down in New Orleans where Louis Armstrong spent plenty of his youth. And we will hear from Frank Langford. He asked a group of scholars What exactly would you say is the state of American democracy? Spoiler alert, they weren't super enthusiastic. We will talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low around 50. Tomorrow, windy, winds out of the south, gusting up to 45 miles per hour with highs in the 70s.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Matthew Algio as your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.